I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An international pariah, an armed rebellion, and a NATO air campaign. Sounds familiar, right? 12 years ago, the place was Serbia and the pariah Slobodan Milosevic. Now, as NATO warplanes attack pro-Gaddafi forces in Libya, some in Serbia are rallying behind the Libyan leader. Nate Tabak reports from Belgrade.
Muammar Gaddafi can use all the friends he can get. And in Serbia, he has a few. The call from Belgrade's main square, "Long live Gaddafi." This protest in late March drew a few hundred Serbs and Libyans, and it was broadcast on Libyan state TV. It was among several anti-NATO, pro-Gaddafi demonstrations here in recent weeks. There's also a support for Muammar al-Gaddafi from the People of Serbia page on Facebook, with more than 66,000 likes. One user writes, "Love for Libya, life for Gaddafi. Your internet army is here for you." And Serbian hackers have been accused of attacking Libyan rebel websites. Serbian ultranationalists are driving the campaign on and offline. They say the Libyan intervention brings back memories of 1999. That's when a U.S.-led NATO operation bombed Serbia during the Kosovo War. At a rally here this week, Libya wasn't far from people's minds.
When I found out that NATO is bombing Libya, I felt really sad for the people who live there. And the reason why I felt for them is because here in Serbia experienced the same thing when they bombed us in 99.
Teša Tešanović is a 23-year-old philosophy student.
May the God be with them, with Libyan people. May the God help them in their fight against those rebels who are financed by capitalist forces.
Many on the far right are calling Gaddafi a hero. Vesna, a Bosnian Serb, says Libya will kill all Americans. I would give my life for Gaddafi. I love Gaddafi.
My love, Gaddafi.
Gaddafi and Serbia have a long history that predates the breakup of Yugoslavia. Gaddafi and Yugoslav dictator Josip Broz Tito forged close ties as leaders in the Non-Aligned Movement. That's an organization of states opting not to side with a major power. The cozy relationship brought many Serbs to work in Libya, and students from Libya studied in Serbia. Gaddafi himself attended the Yugoslav Air Force Academy. Gaddafi backed Serbia and Slobodan Milosevic during the Bloody Balkan Wars in the 1990s, and the Libyan leader stood by Serbia against Kosovo's independence. Serbs haven't forgotten that, says Miša Vasić. He's a leader of the ultra-nationalist group Naši 1389.
He was friend in time when nobody was good with Serbia.
But many Serbs don't really embrace the Libyan dictator, says Zoran Dragišić. He's a professor at the University of Belgrade.
People in Serbia don't like dictators. We know very well how it's looked like if you are living under dictatorship.
Indeed, Serbs peacefully overthrew Milosevic in 2000. A few in Serbia hear echoes of that resistance in the Libyan opposition. This week, a 13-year-old human rights activist named Rastko Posetsta organized a small protest in Belgrade to support the rebels.
Well, I think that's a terrible message, a very ugly message that the majority of people in Serbia, instead of expressing solidarity with the oppressed people, express solidarity with the tyrant, with the man who kills thousands of his people and who is currently the longest ruling dictator in the world.
But Posesta's message doesn't seem to have much traction in Serbia. His protest only drew 8 people. Meanwhile, Gaddafi supporters here plan another rally for Sunday. And if prior attendance is any indication, more than 8 people will likely show up. For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, Belgrade.